Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We're joined by the Minister for Transport, Climate, Environment and Energy, Dara O'Brien. Minister, thanks indeed for coming in to us this morning.
My pleasure, Shane.
You're off to COP at the weekend. We'll get to that in a moment. But I do want to ask you, because the big story today will be the housing plan due to be launched. The papers today saying no annual targets. Is that after the embarrassment of missing the targets last year? Are you dodging political bullets here?
No, I don't think so. Look, it's a very comprehensive plan. Obviously, my colleague James Brown will be launching it just actually at 9 a.m. this morning. There is an overall target to 2030. Actually, I think it's important to say that Housing for All actually exceeded its overall targets. There's still a lot of work to do. We delivered about 137,000 new homes in the last government. We delivered affordable housing for the first time in a generation and social housing at a scale we haven't seen in 50 years. So there's a good base built. We've tackled dereliction through dereliction grants, and we're seeing dereliction and vacancy rates fall quite substantially over that period of time. But the plan will set about how we can accelerate it. Very significant increased investment in water and water infrastructure, in the Land Development Agency, indeed, that is now delivering homes at scale. When we started in the last government, the Land Development Agency had no money, no homes, no legislation. Mm. That was all rectified in the last government, started delivering homes at scale and building good, affordable and social homes on state-owned land, as well as partnering with the private sector. So some measures have been taken already in the budget. I heard you discussing earlier on that the 9% VAT in relation to apartment building. We need to activate more apartments, particularly in our cities.
Yeah.
So the plan is very comprehensive.
Well, I'm looking at the Irish Times this morning, Minister. They're saying construction activity has stalled, basically. That is worrying, isn't it? They're saying that new starts are well down on last year.
Yeah, I think, look, it's about gaining momentum, okay? There's a lot of shovels in the ground. We'll see good completion rates this year, I would expect. But it is the measures that were brought forward in the budget, which have been welcomed by the sector and by those who are building homes as well. There's a good pipeline, for a good pipeline of social and affordable homes also. What the plan endeavours to do is cross-government approach. So if you take my portfolio, or one of my portfolios relating to energy, like, it's about investment in our grid, which is critically needed to allow us to continue to expand and grow as a country, to deliver the homes that we need for our people, to deliver the industry, and actually to advance renewables, which I'm sure we'll talk about later on. So it's about water, it's about grid and power, it's about housing and infrastructure, it is about transport, bringing about transport orientated development, you know, the investment that we're making in our rail lines and our bus corridors to enable people to use public transport in an efficient way from a good quality life perspective, and to build more homes.
It's all great, and all the things in the 300,000 homes by 2020, 12,000 new social homes a year. I suppose the big issue, though, you can have all the plans you want. Can you deliver it? Because deliverability has been the issue, has been the challenge.
No, it's key. But I would just ask to look back to 2020 and where we were. Okay, I know that was the COVID period, but prior to that even, the state, you know, in the country, we're delivering less, about 20,000 homes. The average over the last period of the government was about 33,000. Okay, so that's a good step up. If you take social housing,
we need a hell of a lot more than
that.
Oh
no, you do,
Minister.
You do, absolutely. But I think, to be fair, by, you know, any fair commentator on this as well will look at it, or those experts in the area, that you can't go from 20,000 to 60,000 in 1 year.
You can't. There's a feeling that people in the state sector are dragging their heels. Local authorities
aren't doing enough.
State agencies are mining their own patch.
Well, can I say this? Look, I had the pleasure of dealing with all the local authorities across the country. Some are excellent.
A dubious pleasure, I'd say.
No, they were good. Yes, yeah, some were excellent. Others needed encouragement, if I just put it that way. And that, you know, we need to make sure that all of the agencies of the state are pointing in the same direction. And yes, there are, from time to time, difficulties between agencies in actually implementing government policy. But that's something that government need to deal with. Like, at the end of the day, the government are the policymakers. The state then and the state agencies need to implement that policy.
Okay.
But on housing in particular, it's critical that we activate the private sector, because it's not the state on its own is going to do that. And to be fair, I am confident that this plan gives us the basis to accelerate the delivery that we saw in the last 4 or 5 years.
Okay, just before we get to COP, can I just ask you, there was reports yesterday that you're in a bit of a standoff with the board of the Dublin Airport Authority. You would like to see a reconciliation between the board and its chief executive.
Look, it's a difficult situation. I think you'll appreciate that this is a matter between the board and the executive. Dublin Airport's a critical piece of national infrastructure. It's an airport that's performing very well. It's critical for our connectivity and for, you know, to ensure that we continue to secure foreign direct investment, but for our people in an island nation, that we can be connected with the world. I can't go into any detail on it. Suffice to say, I want to see the situation rectified, but it is a matter for the board and indeed for the executive. I regret the fact that quite a deal of the correspondence and the that I have actually sent has ended up in the print media. That's not helpful. I would rather that this is dealt with in the appropriate way, but I'm not going to talk to any detail in that, just to hope that it is rectified one way or the other very quickly.
Okay.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're off to COP on Saturday. We had the Climate Change Advisory Council chair, Mary Donnelly, basically saying you failed to achieve, Ireland failed to achieve targeted emission reductions during the first carbon budget period. Are you talking the talk on COP but not walking the walk?
No, look, firstly, Mary's a very good colleague, and the Climate Change Advisory Council are a very important stakeholder in this. And look, they hold our feet to the fire as well, if you excuse the pun, and they're right to do so. I've met Mary a number of times. I think what, in fairness, has been pointed out in the report is, yes, we're short in relation to the carbon budgets, we're short in relation to the projections of hitting our emission targets, but significant progress has been made. Mary, in fairness, and the Climate Change Advisory Council recognise that, particularly if you look at the areas of retrofitting. Like, we've retrofitted about over 213,000 homes. That not just ensures that we're, you know, reducing our carbon emissions and reducing heat use and energy use, but also make sure it's delivering affordability for those households on a permanent basis. On EVs, for argument's sake, which again, Mary speaks to in the Climate Change Advisory Committee, this year actually will exceed our target. We had a target by the end of the year of 195,000 electric vehicles on the road. Actually, last month we hit 196,000, so we're ahead of target there. If you look at an energy generation, again, they speak to that, which is, I think, the critical area. Last year, 2024, over 40% of our electricity was generated through renewables. That's only 20 years ago, was 7%.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going certainly in the right direction. We're going to scale that up further.
Are we going quickly enough in the
right
direction?
No, that's the thing, in fairness, that is pointed to. The last 3 years, we've seen emissions reduce while the economy and the population has grown. That's a good thing. So we've been able to break that link between growth and emissions, okay? So that in itself is actually very important. We need to accelerate that further. But I think if you look at, again, on the energy side, we don't use coal anymore. It's out of our electricity generation system. We don't use peat anymore. We're looking at, actually very significantly today, we'll be announcing later on that we've hit 2 gigawatts on solar power. Solar power only 7-8 years ago was 0.1% of our energy generation. It's now averaging between 4% and 6%.
Okay.
And scaling up. So I'm pointing to areas that we can really advance that. And that's particularly on the energy generation side. That's why grid investment and things like that are critical. Onshore wind, onshore solar, and indeed offshore wind, which is going to be a game changer for us and for this country.
What do you hope to achieve in COP? Because I think a lot of people look at COP and go, it's a talking shop. Does anything really change?
Well, I think firstly, it's really important that you're bringing most of the world together to focus on the most serious threat to our world, which is climate change. There are some climate change deniers out there. They're incorrect. Climate change is happening all across the world, in our country as well. What I want to see this COP, and Ireland will play its part with our European colleagues, is to be a COP of implementation. We know what our targets are. We know what the Paris Accord actually commits us to. And we know we're falling short. But like, I've met at the UN this year, was there twice when I meet colleagues from the small island developing states as well, Pacific Islands, people where literally their countries are being washed away and are sinking into the sea, where those who have done the least in relation to climate insofar as causing it are suffering the most.
Yeah.
And really what COP enables us to do as colleagues right the way across the world is to look at the measures I think that have already been agreed, to see how we can accelerate that delivery. But I don't want to see this COP to be abstract. And I understand the point you're making. A lot of people say, well, like, what's COP all about? Is it about, you know, framing another agreement? What this is really about is looking what we know we can do. And we do have the wherewithal to change, because if you look at just even last year, for the first time, renewables actually overtook coal and oil, okay, in relation to energy generation. That was critical. And I actually put it that has been a lot of the focus of countries who have signed up to the Paris Accord, who believe that climate change is a serious threat to our world and to our people and needs to be addressed. But it needs to be brought down to a citizen level. It needs to be down to implementation, and we'll be playing a very active role in that in the week that I'm in Brazil.
Okay, well, look, we wish you well in COP. Just before we let you go, just a couple of very quick things pertaining to your department. When will we start digging in terms of Metrolink, do you think? What's the hope?
We've only about less than a month to go before we know whether it's going to be, whether the decision itself will be challenged. I hope it isn't. If it's not, we'll be able to start tendering actually next year. If that's the case, I believe we can start work in 2027. Okay. If it's challenged, which I can't control, it's 28. But this project is happening. We've allocated monies for the first time, €2 billion. I've set up got approval yesterday now for a separate delivery body to just focus on delivering
Metro. We covered that
in the show,
yeah.
I heard that. And that is critical as well. We have consortia already, two of which have gone public.
It's going to happen.
It's happening.
Okay.
It's happening.
A story in the Irish Times today, new speed limit set to be introduced across Dublin City in an attempt to make the city safer. Obviously, the 30k speed limit applies in the city centre and parts of Dublin's 2, 3 and 4.
Sure.
This is going to work across the capital city, I think. Is that something... It's from DCC, but I know you've instructed the council to reduce speed limits as well.
We have, right the way across the country in urban areas. But what we've asked is for local authorities to look specifically at the areas under their control to see what speed limits are appropriate. But we want to see speed limits reduced, particularly in populated areas and heavily populated areas, because speed kills.
Yeah.
And it needs to be addressed. We've already made those changes in relation to our regional and rural roads. That's been done already, myself and Sean Canny working on it. This is the next phase of that.
Okay. And just very finally, it's emerged in the last day or so that the Fianna Fáil inquiry into the disastrous presidential election, we're not going to get that report until December. That, you're kicking the can down the road on that, aren't you? Everyone has forgotten about the presidential election by the time it comes out.
Well, yeah, I'm actually amazed at the prominence that this gets. Obviously, look, it was not our greatest moment. Mistakes were made. That has been recognised. But we have a job of work to do. We're the largest party elected to govern just about a year ago.
Yeah.
General election, we've got to focus on the work.
Maybe some of your own TDs might remember that. They seem to be gunning for Micheál Martin.
I think yes, they should, to be frank, and I think they do. Okay, I was at the parliamentary party yesterday evening, which was very focused on the work at hand across housing, across transport, health, climate, all those various things. But the review will conclude before Christmas.
Without Jim Gavin, Hamlet, without the Prince?
No, look, I've said it probably. I feel very bad for Jim. I think for him and his family, this has been an awful time. Unquestionably, it was handled badly. I've said that as well. Lessons.
You understand why he's not taking part?
I do, actually, to be honest with you. He's a very decent guy. He's served this country extremely well, both in the defence forces and in his professional life. He has done so much for Gaelic Games as well. And this should not be his legacy, and it won't be. And I fully understand Jim's position on this. I'm sure that he wants to move on with his life. We have a job of work to do to make sure this doesn't happen again, and we will.
Okay.
And Micheál Martin has been very open and clear about that. He is our Taoiseach, he is our leader, and he's doing an excellent job, but we've got to focus on the matters that matter, on the things that matter to our people, and that's what we're doing.
Okay, Minister for Transport, Climate, Environment and Energy, Dara O'Brien, thanks a million for coming in to
You're
us
welcome,
this morning.
Shane. Thanks.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.